With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A Chatham tattoo artist convicted of sexual assault is going to spend some time in jail after being sentenced in Chatham's Ontario Court of Justice. 33-year-old Darren Rivera was sentenced to 4 months in jail and 3 years probation after he was found guilty of 2 counts of sexual assault. The case goes back to incidents in 2018, 2019, and 2021 involving women who said they were sexually assaulted at his tattoo shops in Chatham and Ridgetown while they were being tattooed. As expected, Honda has announced a huge investment in the electric vehicle industry, about $15 billion, to create the country's first comprehensive EV supply chain in Alliston, north of Toronto. 4 new plants will be built, including an assembly plant and a standalone battery manufacturing plant. Honda officials expect it to be up and running by 2028 and that it'll produce about 240,000 vehicles a year. A man who was reported missing from an address at the Delaware First Nation at Moravian Town has been found safe. OPP and Moravian First Nation Police Service say they found the man this morning and that he is in good health. They're also thanking members of the public for their help to find him. Former Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein's conviction for rape has been overturned by New York State's highest court. The trial in 2017 kicked off the Me Too movement. The Associated Press says the court cited improper rulings in the case, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that weren't part of the case. The judges ruled 4-3 in favor of a new trial. And with the deadline to file your taxes coming up, a new survey from H&R Block shows almost a quarter of Canadians haven't done that yet. The deadline to file is midnight April 30th. The Canada Revenue Agency says every year about 10% of Canadians don't file their taxes at all. More playoff hockey on tonight. The Lightning host the Panthers for Game 3, while the Islanders are at home against the Hurricanes and the Rangers visit the Capitals. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland's facing Orlando, the Knicks take on the 76ers, and the Lakers are up against the Nuggets. The Blue Jays close out their 4-game series against the Royals in Kansas City this afternoon. The Tigers have the day off ahead of a weekend series against Kansas City. And excitement is building ahead of the first round of the NFL draft tonight in Detroit. The Chicago Bears have the first overall pick. They're widely expected to take USC quarterback Caleb Williams. At this point, the Lions have the 29th pick. Frost advisory is in effect for Chatham-Kent. Mainly sunny today at a high of 12 Celsius. Clear tonight, low 0. The risk of frost overnight. Sunny tomorrow at a high of 18. Right now it's 8 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.